So whenever it comes to the song that was sung moments ago, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all the guilty stains. Did y'all know that that's actually a prophecy that was prophesied by Zechariah in chapter 13, verse 1? And it was actually fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Zechariah 13, verse 1 says that in those days there was going to be a fountain opened outside the gates of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness. And we know that whenever Jesus Christ was suspended between heaven and earth, that his side was pierced with a spear, and forthwith came blood and water. And that same fountain is spiritually open to all of us nowadays. We know that it was that blood, according to Acts 20, verse 28, that purchased the blood-bought church of Christ. We learn that it's that blood that can wash away all of our sins. We know that nowadays, well, we have to contact that blood. But how do we do it? Many people will say, well, I'm going to say this prayer. I'm going to ask Jesus into my heart, but that doesn't work. We can't pray the blood of Jesus over someone. According to the scriptures, we learn that Jesus Christ, whenever we are baptized, that's where we contact the blood. We learn that in Him, we can be washed with His blood, according to Revelation 1:5. And Ananias would say to Saul, while he was praying, he says, "Arise, why tarriest thou?" He said, "Be baptized, washing away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord," Acts 22 at verse 16. And so we know that that fountain we all have access to, but we need to understand how to come about contacting that blood. And so if there are any visitors here that have been interested in any of the things that have been said, that you want to be able to learn more about the chief shepherd that is Jesus Christ, we have people here that are able, that are capable of teaching you what the Bible says on the very important question, what must I do to be saved? And with that being said, if or whatever your need may be, whatever your need is, if you need the praise of the congregation, won't you come forward as we together stand and sing